Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
We have to know that God's blessings are not dependent on the world's economy. God is your source, and God only.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word, God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Crazy Faith.
Speak the Word.
Brothers and sisters, all these things that we have been experiencing in the past couple of years is only the beginning of the end. We know that Jesus is coming back soon. And I would be remiss if I didn't get up and preach what he gives me to preach.
Amen.
You know, people must be reminded. They must know that there is an end.
Amen.
And all you have to do is just look around to know that it is close, that it is at the door. The Bible says in Revelation, it's at the door.
Amen.
That is close. Another thing the Lord has revealed to me is that he is going to be sending his word wrapped in different packages. In other words, there will be messengers that will not be packaged the way we're used to seeing them. He reminded me that there are several times that I might flip the TV or I might do something on the radio or whatever, and I wouldn't watch them because of the way they were dressed or maybe the way they looked. You know, the way they spoke, or right. Maybe the background on their studio,
all right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, not too long ago, I was on my treadmill, as usual, trying to get up there every morning, and always listen to the Word. 99% of the time, I'm listening to the Word when I'm on the treadmill. I was listening to the Word, and this person came across the screen, and I listened about 2 minutes, and I thought, I want to watch that. It wasn't in the right package. You know, I'm thinking it's not dressed the way I think it should be. It's not where, you know, the whole scene is not the way I think it's supposed to be. And so he impressed upon me to go back and listen to it. So I did. I listened to that message. It was a good word. It was a good word. And I took maybe a whole page of notes. And they have a different way of delivering it. But it's all God. It's all God. And that's what you want.
Amen.
And in order to receive from God, from the Lord, we're going to have to get outside of our box to receive the message that he has for us.
Amen.
You know, I have a granddaughter, Eliza Kay, and she can only receive her nourishment in two ways, from breast milk or bottle milk. Eliza's not able to chew and digest a piece of pork chop. She's only 5 months old. But as we mature, we need to be able to receive in different ways, eat different foods, get nourishment from different packages. I believe this is true in receiving from God. I believe we are judgmental and critical of certain packages that holds God's word in packages that we don't like. So we don't accept it if it comes in a different package other than what we're accustomed to.
Amen.
However, as mature Christians, we should be able to discern what is of Christ and what is not. In other words, get past the packaging.
Amen.
The word discernment means to understand or know something through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It includes perceiving the true character of people and the source and meaning of spiritual manifestations. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And Acts 16, 18 is a very good example of this. It's a good example of discerning of Paul when he was discerning that woman that who kept following him, that had a spirit on her. She followed him day after day after day. The Bible says day after day. So after a few days, the Bible says Paul got frustrated. And that he turned around and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.
Amen.
And when did it come out?
Right.
Instantly. It left her.
Amen.
The spirit left her instantly. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank God for the power that is in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Saints, there are ways that we can become more discerning. If we want to be a more discerning individual,
yes.
One is by praying regularly,
Amen.
Seeking for companionship with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We can also be more familiar with that still small voice,
mm-hmm.
The voice of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Saints, I feel in my spirit that I needed to share these things with you so you won't miss out on what God wants you to hear. So that you can be prepared for whatever the devil sends your way, and you can rest assured that he has just begun to try to destroy us.
Amen.
But we have nothing to fear. The God we serve is that very same God that Elijah was serving when God commanded him to go out there and stand before those 450 prophets,
yes.
And that it turned out to be 850 prophets, and he slaughtered them all.
Yes, he did.
But also, we have to understand sometimes we're going to get a little bit afraid.
Mm-hmm.
We also know after he completed that task, slaughtered them all, and Jezebel heard about it, she says, well, as surely as I'm living today, I'm going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And he got scared. And he ran.
Amen.
He took off running.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, so don't get down on yourself.
Amen.
If sometimes you feel, get tempted, you don't have to be afraid, but you get tempted to be afraid sometimes. But just because the enemy tempts you to be doubtful or fearful doesn't mean that you have to receive it.
Amen.
The Bible says don't fret, nor be anxious for anything. But through prayer and supplication,
yes.
Seek him and he'll give you peace.
Amen.
We are going to get tempted to do a lot of things, but just because we're being tempted don't mean that we have to do it.
Right.
Are you hearing
Amen.
Me? We have nothing to fear. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:31, what shall we say to these things? For if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
In closing, let me say this. Yes, we're going to need a lot of crazy faith to handle the things that Satan is bringing our way. However, we must be about the Lord's work, bringing in the lost where there is still time. I know a month or two ago, I don't know, a couple of months ago, I was invited to speak down in North Carolina. And at that time, and still is, I guess, I don't know, because I don't keep up with the virus. I don't think about the virus. I don't keep up with it. I just don't go down that road.
Amen.
Got invited to speak down there, and it was worse there, it seemed, than anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I was tempted not to go. But then the Lord brought that verse back to me, that he has no favor in those that draw back.
Right.
He would have had no favor in Elijah if he said, Lord, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking 450 men. But Elijah was so confident in his God that he said, well, bring on the other 400 too.
Amen.
So I went.
Amen.
Delivered the word.
Amen.
Came back, and here I am again today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, you have to, I'm not saying be foolish. God give you a brain.
Amen.
He give you wisdom.
Amen.
Don't do things just because you want to do them. Only do them if the Lord tells you. And you'll know in your spirit if he's the one that's letting you know, because like he let me know, he'll let you know too.
Speak the word to your body. speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this letter from Sandra, and she writes, Dear Pastor Joe, I love your teachings, and I truly connect to it with my spirit. It's like I can see myself and see the hand of God just over me. And I like how you break it into pieces so simple that anybody can get it. I can listen to you all day, and it's not your voice I'm hearing. I am hearing the love of Jesus letting me know He loves me. Sandra, hallelujah. Thank you so much for those encouraging words. I'm so blessed that the Lord would choose me to teach His Word. And when He called me, He instructed me to teach His Word in a plain and simple way so all could understand. And with His help, I will continue to teach as I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for calling me and for anointing me to teach your word to the sheep and to train them to become better soldiers, to teach them how to wield the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, and to continue to tell them how much you love them. Well, what an honor that you have bestowed upon me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.